All right, the job market is hot right now, and businesses are scrambling to find available workers. But worker advocates say age discrimination persists when it comes to recruitment and hiring. Several pending legal cases are putting the spotlight on this issue, as NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
Linda Bradley's two decades at a call center came to an end when she was laid off about a year and a half ago. Since then, she's combed the internet every day looking for jobs, without much luck. Bradley is 45 and lives near Columbus, Ohio. Last year, someone at her union mentioned how recruiters often target online ads at younger candidates.
I thought to myself, oh, that's why I wasn't seeing some of the ads that my daughter had seen on her Facebook.
Her daughter, who is 26, got hired right away. Bradley eventually took the only job she could land, making far less than before. She continues searching, but feels disadvantaged.
To have someone withhold something that you qualify for, and I'm sorry, I get emotional talking about it, and it's a struggle. Taking care of four children, not being able to have the same opportunities as everybody else.
Bradley is now a plaintiff in a suit filed by the Communications Workers of America against T-Mobile, Facebook, and a host of other businesses. The suit alleges the companies discriminate by excluding older workers from seeing their ads. T-Mobile didn't respond to requests seeking comment on the case. Facebook also declined. But in a December blog post, Facebook's vice president of ads, Rob Goldman, defended the practice. He argued that tailoring ads is not illegal, so long as the recruitment campaign overall is designed to reach all demographic groups. But Bradley says that's not what she observes.
If I would have saw ads for employment, I would have definitely noticed them because I'm looking for employment.
Workplace civil rights law prohibits discrimination against workers 40 and older. Yet worker advocates say recruiters sometimes exclude older workers by narrowing how and where they look for candidates. In addition to Bradley's suit, another recent case has challenged whether an employer can recruit exclusively on college campuses. Jody Calamine is chief of staff with the Communications Workers.
We see that this is one of the factors that keeps older workers out of the job market after a job loss.
Last month, Facebook signed a legally binding agreement pledging to stop allowing advertisers to exclude people based on race, nationality, or sexual orientation. But Calamine notes that did not include prohibitions on exclusions based on age.
The agreement shows that they could fix the age discrimination issue very quickly, but they are resisting, and that is very perplexing.
Facebook allows users to click on a feature to see why they're seeing certain ads. Calamine says those disclosures are explicit about their target audience. One T-Mobile job, he cites, seeks 18 to 38-year-olds.
My jaw dropped as I saw some of the ads we were able to uncover.
Calamine says targeted advertising, the profit engine for most sites, is a new frontier for discrimination.
Their business relies on this micro-targeting. The problem is micro-targeting can be discrimination. Civil rights don't stop when you turn on your computer.
But making the case in court won't be easy. Lori McCann is a lawyer for the AARP Foundation, a nonprofit fighting poverty among seniors.
Hiring discrimination is very difficult to prove because the applicant is on the outside looking in.
She says in these types of cases, the applicants aren't claiming the employer discriminated against them personally. Rather, McCann says, they're arguing the recruitment process itself has a discriminatory effect. That is, by targeting recruitment to younger people, employers end up excluding older job seekers. Whether that's a violation of law, McCann says, is the question.
The issue is whether or not workers can even get into the courthouse door to challenge that practice that clearly screens out older workers.
That's the legal hurdle Dale Kleber must clear. Kleber is 62, a lawyer, and former executive at a Fortune 500 company living just outside Chicago. 3 years ago, he applied for a legal job with medical technology firm Care Fusion. The posting specified it was looking for candidates with 3 to 7 years of experience, but no more than seven. Kleber applied anyway, was rejected, then sued.
I thought that was blatantly discriminatory. Most people who are 40 years or older have been a lawyer for more than 7 years.
In April, a 3-judge panel on a federal appeals court ruled in Kleber's favor. They said the law protects applicants like Kleber. But the case remains in limbo. CareFusion, which is now owned by another company, is appealing the decision. In a statement, the company denies its policies discriminate. But Kleber takes issue with the company's defense.
The response that the company gave was, well, Mr. Kleber was overqualified. And frankly, I think that's a code word, really, for age discrimination.
The case will be reheard by the full Seventh Circuit Appeals Court in November. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.